Welcome to Faith Builders Podcast at buildyourfaith.net. This is Pastor Bill Crane. This is the devotional for Sunday, May 28th, 2006, which is the 29th day of our 40 Days of Purpose. Our devotional today offers a summary of the material in Chapter 29 of Rick Warren's best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life. Our devotional today is entitled, Accepting Your Assignment. You were put on earth to make a contribution. Paul in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, It is God Himself who made us what we are and given us new lives from Christ Jesus, and long ages ago He planned that we should spend these lives in helping others. First, you were created to serve God. God has created us for a life of good deeds which He has already prepared for us to do, Paul said in Ephesians 2:10. These good deeds Paul speaks of are your service to the world. Whenever you serve others in any way, you are actually serving God and fulfilling one of your purposes. Secondly, you were saved to serve God. Have you ever wondered why God doesn't just immediately take us to heaven the moment we accept His grace? Once you are saved, God intends to use you for His goals. God has a ministry for you in His church and a mission for you in the world. Third, you are called to serve God. The Bible says, All of you together are Christ's body, and each one of you is a separate and necessary part of it. That's 1 Corinthians 12:27. Each of us has a role to play, and every role is important. Fourth, you are commanded to serve God. The mature follower of Jesus stops asking, Who's going to meet my needs? And starts asking, Whose needs can I meet? Do you ever ask that question? One day, God will compare how much time and energy we spent on ourselves compared with what we invested in serving others. Well, our new memory verse for this week is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others. Well, thank you for listening to Faith Builders Podcast at buildyourfaith.net. This podcast is a ministry of Faith Church of the Nazarene in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Visit our website at jacksnaz.org for more information about our church. Build your faith today by serving God.